Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, confession about the Jumpstarts, which you've probably already figured out, and that is that I tend to record these four or five, sometimes more, at a time so that once I have everything set up, I can do it. Now, I hope you hear me well because I'm on the streets of Philadelphia today. I've got a speech tomorrow near here, and so I am going to record some Jumpstarts from Philadelphia. We're continuing our series on 1 Corinthians 13. We have finished what I call the preamble, the first three verses. And now we're up to the part that most people know, which is love is patient, love is kind, etc. So, the first thing that it says is love is patient. Be patient. Patience is a very, very challenging thing for most people. It is very difficult because, I'm trying to make sure this stays on me. There we go. All right, so patience is a very difficult thing for most people. We are born revved up and we keep moving. The economy is based on us being consumers. Therefore, we need to produce and we need to consume. That puts stress on us. Families put stress on us, and it becomes very difficult to have patience. I'm going to walk over here so I have a bit more room, and I think I'll take off my sunglasses so once again you can see that it's actually me. When I was a boy, I really struggled with patience. Still do sometimes, but especially when I was a boy, because one of the things I can remember my mother saying to me frequently was, patience is indeed a great virtue. And I used to go rah inside when I heard that. Patience is indeed a great virtue. And my wife struggled with it as well, Marty, because her dad used to say to her, not just have patience, but in his, he's from Catalan, in his Spanish, he would say, not just have patience, but be patient. So, what does it mean to be patient? It means to not only wait, it means to wait with a good attitude. It means to wait with a good attitude. It means simply not just being there and boiling, it's being there and being okay with whatever is going on. And that is a difficult thing. Whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to connect with someone, whether you're trying to get a new job, a new client, whether you're trying to build something, there is that innate stress to move forward because in American culture, we're consumers. That's what we're here for. The economy thrives because we produce and consume. And both of those can tell us, I need to produce more, I need to produce faster. So, to be patient simply means to be okay with where you are. It means to wait with a good attitude. Now, I'm actually standing in front of what is called Declaration House. This is where Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence. Most people don't realize that Thomas Jefferson was actually part of a committee of, I think it was four or five people, who were tasked with creating the Declaration of Independence. But Jefferson ended up taking it on. This has always been a significant thing to me, and that is that there were four, let's say five people, I think it was, who were tasked with creating the Declaration of Independence. And the rest of them basically didn't put forth what needed to be done. And Jefferson sat down and did it himself. So often when other people are not doing what we think we want to do, whether it's quit complaining or anything, we blame them. We become impatient with the process. We need to be patient with ourselves. We need to be patient with other people. And it is through that patience that amazing things like liberty can be born. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.